Tonight we're going to talk about smoking, which does not refer to walking outside and seeing today's weather, but refers to the topic of gluttony and the topic of addiction, some very heavy topics. Where does the topic of gluttony come up in this week's parsha? What day is it? Wednesday? The slav, ha-safsuf, b'kivros ha-taiva, the people who were his avutava, incited a craving till they had meat coming out of their noses, the pasuk says. Really overindulging. Overindulging is actually counted by the Sefer HaChinuch, not on this week's Parsha, but elsewhere as a formal Isser in the Torah in the context of Ben Sorer Umorah, which doesn't appear in Kiseitze with Ben Sorer Umorah. There's a pasuk in Parsha's Kedoshim, Mitzvah 248, Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which is very hard to translate literally. Do not eat on the blood. What does that mean? Different interpretations in Chazal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Samach Gimel says perhaps it means a person should not eat to the point of dam, to the point of death. A person shouldn't eat themselves to death, which is a formal azhara for Ben Sora Amore, a person who is involved in terrible addiction, and we say kill him early before it gets a lot worse. A topic for another time. But this week's parsha is the idea of people eating themselves literally to death. The meat between their teeth, and they're put to death because of their terrible cravings, their terrible gluttony. The Sefer HaChinuch in 248 in Parshas Kedoshim discusses not only the context of Ben Sora Amora, but a general idea of why a person is not supposed to pig themselves out, eat themselves to death, or drink themselves with wine to death. The Ramban, famously in Parshas Kedoshim, calls this Naval Bershus HaTorah. A person may be eating kosher meat, drinking kosher wine, is making a brecha before and after, but they're not Kedoshim to you. They're not being refined. They're not being above and beyond. They're within the bounds of the Torah, but they're being so piggish that it's almost like they're losing their life, and maybe, in fact, they do. The Sefer HaChinuch there in 248 discusses Misharshi HaMitzvah, that the Nefesh and the Guf are competing forces. They require different things, and they have different focuses. And when a person puts an overemphasis on Gashmias for the sake of Gashmias, by definition, it makes it impossible for them to achieve anything in the realm of Ruchnias with any sort of completion or any sort of success. The two different forces, the Nefesh and the Guf, are competing for opposite resources, and therefore, if a person puts their focus on eating, puts their focus on drinking for the wrong sake, for the sake of the food and physical pleasure itself, they are preventing themselves from capturing the heights a person could reach when they focus on their Nefesh. But obviously, it's a mitzvah for a person to eat. We have to take care of ourselves. And we learned in last week's parsha from the Nazir, a person isn't supposed to swear off wine. A person isn't supposed to be ascetic. A person isn't supposed to be involved in self-denial. Now that being said, the Sefer HaChinuch is telling us that it's important for a person who is involved in eating, and maybe even supposed to enjoy the food. That is not the end in and of itself. That is not the goal. The Rambam in the third parak of Deos writes so beautifully that anything physical that we do can be used, koma sechayu l'shem shemayim, person who sleeps, but before going to sleep says, I'm going to sleep now so I can wake up tomorrow for davening, be refreshed, and accomplish great things. That sleep, all those hours sleeping, 8 hours, 6 hours, 4 hours, whatever we're actually getting, that's a mitzvah. 5 hours? Fine, okay. We'll take a poll later. But a person can actually turn all those hours of sleeping, and the rabbi writes for eating, and for going to work, and involved in procreation. Whatever a person is doing can be the most physical, mundane things. They can be shifted in a mindset of Kedusha. If a person has in mind, this should allow me to be a better Eved Hashem. We are supposed to enjoy ourselves. We are supposed to eat. But if it's eating for the sake of eating, as opposed to eating for the sake of the Nefesh, then a person's gotten on a very slippery slope. And unfortunately, the people in this week's parsha were definitely involved in taiva for the sake of taiva. According to many, they still had this love from Parshas B'Shalach. They had meat. What were they complaining about? The Ksav Sofer points out, his avu tava. They created a taiva where there wasn't one. They started an addiction on something that they really didn't need. They had meat. But they incited a craving. They pushed themselves further. The gluttony, the addiction of wanting more and more and more to the point where they couldn't stop themselves. Rav Hirsch points out, the pasuk calls them asafsuf. It was the gathering. It was the sheer magnitude. It was the sheer nonsense of how much they were compiling and stuffing in. That was really the avera, a terrible idea. At the end, the Torah gives a name to this place, of this tragedy, Kivros HaTaiva. Very telling name. The graves of the desire. Literally, them eating themselves to death. A perfect illustration of losochu al adam, people literally eating themselves to death, overindulging. Unfortunately, this is very relevant for those who are, rahman al etzlan, struggling with addictions. Whatever the substance may be, whatever the actions may be, a person takes something that may be pleasurable in small quantities. But a person creates this craving, a person incites it to the point where it's no longer enjoyable. When a person is, Rahmanul Itzlan, under the burden of addiction, they're a slave to it. They're no longer enjoying it. His avu ta'ava, they've created a taiva where there wasn't one before. And they can't stop themselves. And it's no longer a question of, why do they enjoy it so much? But the question is, their body has come to need it and crave it so much that they are unable to stop. As our parsha says, it gets to the point where it's coming out of the noses. It's disgusting. They wish they could stop. As the parsha tells us, sometimes, Rachman al-Itzlan, addiction leads a person to literally eat themselves, to overindulge themselves, to over-addict themselves into actual kivros ha-taiva, Rachman al-Itzlan. That was the Sefer HaChinuch's point. When a person engages in taiva for the sake of taiva, his avu ta'ava, a person engages in the guf for the sake of the guf, as opposed to giving the guf and enjoying the guf for the sake of the nefesh, kivros ha-taiva, unfortunately, is how that story ends. And therefore, one thing we have to take to heart is to raise awareness, to normalize the struggle that many people are facing, to reduce shame and stigma for people who may need help, to have early prevention, have early intervention. And for those, Baruch Hashem, not involved in actual formal clinical addiction, Sefer HaChinuch is telling us a very important lesson. For a person to find ways to enjoy themselves, but in the context, in the mindset, not for the sake of taiva, not for the sake of guf, for the sake of guf, but guf for the sake to house the neshama, to support the neshama. We all have the opportunity, very easily, doing the same things we're already doing, but to take this Rambam, take this idea where a person before going to sleep, before having a meal, before engaging in sports, before a person does anything, we have the opportunity for a person to stop and say, how am I going to channel this without doing anything different? But how do I connect this action, this physical action, for the sake of my life goals of Avodas Hashem? And I'll end up with the words of the Rambam where he writes so beautifully, Nimtza ha-mahalech b'derech zo, when a person acts in this way, kol yamav oved es Hashem tamid, everything he does 24 hours a day is avodas Hashem, even the enjoyment, because it's not for the sake of taiva, it's not lo sochel al adam, it's achila for the sake of the nefesh and avodas Hashem.